Parvati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Granthada Srimad Bhagavatam, the King of All Literatures, Canto 6, Chapter 11 is entitled The Transcendental Qualities of Ritrasura, which, by the way, the discussion of Ritrasura is considered to be one of the most important primary subject matters in the Bhagavatam. It's mentioned in different Purans. So today, we're reading from text number 25. Please repeat after me. Nanaka Prishtam Natcha Parameshjam. Nanaka Prishtam Natcha Parameshjam. Na sarva bhumang na rasadi patyam. Na sarva bhumang na rasadi patyam. Na yoga siddhir apunabhavamba. Na yoga siddhir apunarbhavam va. Samanjasatva virahaya kankshe. Samanjasana virakaya kankshe. Na, not. Naka Prestam. The heavenly planets or Dhruva Lok. Na, nor. Cha, also. Parameshyam, the planet on which Lord Brahma resides. Na, nor. Sarvabhaumam, sovereignty of the whole earthly planetary systems. Na, nor. Rasadhipatyam, sovereignty of the lower planetary systems. Na, nor. Yoga Siddhi, 8 kinds of mystic yogic power. Anima, Lagima, Mahima, etc. Apunabhavam, liberation from rebirth in a material body. Va, or. Samanjasa, O source of all opportunities. Twa, you. Virahaya, being separated from. Kangche, I desire. Translation, O my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruva Lok, the heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be master of the powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. Please repeat, O my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruva Lok, the heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be master of the powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation. If I have to give up your lotus feet. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shiva Prabhupada. A pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. Beautiful sentence. Can I read that again? A pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. He's not thinking about his career in ISKCON. A pure devotee desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord in the constant association of the Lord and His eternal associates. As stated in the previous verse, Dasanu Dasa Bhavishami, as confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur, Tadira Charana Sevi Bhakti Sanivas, Janame Janami Hoy Eyavilash. To serve the Lord and the servants of His servants in the association of the devotees is the only objective of a pure, unalloyed devotee. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. So, in these prayers, five times the word na appears. not, yet, not this, not that, I don't want this, I don't want that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also instructed us, similarly, na dhanam, na sundaram, kavitamva jagadisha kami mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatad bhaktir ohaitiki twai. My dear Lord, I don't want followers, I don't want wealth. All that I want is your service, birth after birth. In other words, for the devotee, they're not even praying for liberation. It's an amazing thing. That thing which is so difficult for the greatest of yogis, the greatest of mystics, the greatest of gyanis to attain moksha. The devotees, they consider lagutakrit, a very moksha lagutakrit, a very insignificant thing. Mukti, what is it? There's a nice verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mukti hoy namabhasa, that just by namabhas, you can very easily get mukti, very insignificant fruit of even namabhas. So the devotees, they want something much, much more. What do they want? In this verse, perhaps Srila Prabhupada is invoking an important verse which is spoken three times, exact same verse, three times in three different places in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the 18th chapter of the first chapter of the the first canto of the Bhagavatam, the sages at Naimisharanya, they offer this prayer to Suta Goswami in text number 13. Then again, in chapter 24, the fourth canto, the same verse with two words different. Otherwise, exactly the same verse, only two words different. And those two words are pretty much synonymous with the other words. Is spoken by Lord Shiva. The song sung by Lord Shiva, that's the title of the chapter, to the Prachetas. And the Prachetas seem to learn their lesson well, because six chapters later, in chapter 30, the Prachetas famously speak this verse to the Lord. This verse, is quoted, I don't know, maybe 6 or 8 times by Jiva Goswami in his Sandarbhas, many times by Acharyas in their commentaries, in Hari Bhakti Vilas and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, again and again. The verse is, Tulayama Lavenapi, Na Swargam, Na Punarbhavam, Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya, Marchanam Kimutasi Saha. It's interesting in their commentaries, in commentary in the 10th canto of Vishwanath and Sanatana Goswami in another place, they both cite all three of these versions of the importance of this verse. Mm-hmm. So when Lord Shiva speaks it, he says, Kshana Ardhanapi Tulaye. Kshana means just for a moment. Ardha means a half. Even for half a second. Kshana Ardhana Tulaye. You can't compare what? Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya. Association with the devotees. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Radhasham Sundar Gaunitai. The Prachetas, when they offer this prayer to the Lord offers them a benediction. What would you like? Would you like to come with me to my abode? They said, no. That's cheap stuff. We don't want that. We have a much greater aspiration. Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya. Marchanam Kimutasi Saha. What else is there for people who are going to die in this material world other than Sadhu Sangha? Sadhu Sangha is the life of the devotees. And if we contemplate what our Acharyas have said about this in many, many different places, we see that it's such a very, very important thing. I have a habit I like to do. I hope you'll humor me. I like to sing verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. And please excuse my poor pronunciation. And I'd like to ask you to chant Hare Krishna in response. This is from the first chapter of Harinam Chintamani. Tabu jari sadhu sangha janite se pare ami jiva krishna das jaya mari pare bolo Hare Krishna. Kabu means if, jadi means it. If just by some sadhu sangha, someone gets association with the sadhus, what is the result? Jani te se pare. Ami jiva Krishna das. Jaya maya pare. Then they understand their position. I'm a servant of Krishna. This is the first result of associating with sadhus. And by this association, Bhaktivinoda says, one can easily cross over the material world. In the second chapter, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he speaks about who is that devotee? Ananya bhajane jana shraddha ati soy devata apeksha shrestha sehi maha soy bolo Hare Krishna. Ananya bhajane. So who is that person? Who is that pure devotee that we want association with? Because naturally we want the best association. But Bhaktivinoda says, Ananya bhajane, anyone who's doing their bhajan, yanra shraddha atisoy, anyone who's doing their bhajan with faith, that person is atisoy, he's a great personality. He says, devata apeksha shrestha sehi mahasoy, he's greater than the demigods. Many times we speak about this principle of sadhu sangha and how important it is. And some people will come and tell you, "Oh Prabhuji, I'm very sorry. There's no sadhus here. I think this is a kind of atheistic philosophy. Like the philosophy of Hiranyakashipu. When he got angry with his son, and he asked Prahlad, "Okay, where is your Lord? You show me." And Prahlad said, "He's everywhere." And he became more angry, and he said, "Okay, is he in this pillar?" And Prahlad said, "Yes, Father, he's also in that pillar." And he said, "Then I'm going to kill him." And we know Hiranyakashipu got a big surprise. He didn't believe that the Lord is present everywhere. I'm trying to remember the verse. Anyway, in the Padma Purana, Krishna tells Arjuna that how is it this material universe exists? It's a good question. You ever wonder why it is we don't just fall off the planet, why gravity works, why there's oxygen, why the sunshine is there? He says, Deva Vaishnava Palitaha, that the demigods are being nourished by the sadhus, by the Vaishnavas. So this is proof. There has to be some Vaishnava present, has to be some sadhu present. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to breathe. There wouldn't be any oxygen, there wouldn't be any sunshine, there wouldn't be any gravity. All these things depend upon the presence of the Vaishnavas. In fact, Krishna says, "Aham cha Vaishnavadinas, tasmat shrestha cha Vaishnavaha," in Padma Purana. He says this thing, "Aham cha Vaishnavadinas, Arjuna, I can't exist." You wouldn't know anything about Krishna. You wouldn't be chanting Krishna's name so happily as we saw the devotees this morning. You wouldn't be worshipping Thakurji with so much devotion as we see the devotees doing. If you didn't have some sadhu sangha, Krishna wouldn't be present. Your life would be devoid. It would be empty, like so many people in this world who don't know anything about Krishna. But when they come in association with devotees, and therefore Krishna says, tasmat shrestha cha Vaishnava, that the Vaishnavas are the best, meaning even they're better than me. How are the Vaishnavas better than Krishna? Jagadananda Pandit, in his Prema Vivarta, gives a clue. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam E Matra Chai Sansara Jinetaya Kono Vastu Nai Bolo Hare Krishna. He says that Sadhu Sangha comes first. And what do you get from Sadhu Sangha? What's the most important fruit? Krishna Nam. He says, "Hey, Matra Chai, this is all that I want. I don't need anything else. Just these two things. But I need both of them." The result of proper association with a sadhu. Service means Nam Ruchi. Second canto Bhagavatam describes this. That if we render service to the Vaishnavas, we'll get some ruchi, some taste for the holy name. And from that taste, what do we get? We get more sadhu sangha. And from more sadhu sangha, what do we get? We get more Krishna Nam. And from more Krishna Nam, what do we get? We get deeper sadhu sangha. And from deeper sadhu sangha, we get deeper Krishna Nam. And the two go in revolving cycle. And they never stop. Sometimes people think, "I have my Gurudev. He's a sadhu. But I won't associate with any other sadhus. There's no one else in this world." There's an interesting discussion between Lokanath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur, in a wonderful book called Prema Vilas, which is written on the order of Janava Mata. She told her disciple, whose name was Nityananda Das, he should write this book. And in the 11th chapter, Lokanath Goswami speaks to him, very important subject matter, how it is that the holy name descends and how it is that we receive it. If you read a little Bengali, it's chapter 11, text 92 to 112. Very nice. So I'd like to just read one or two verses from this, which I think are important. He says, first of all, it's to paraphrase, that the Lord comes to this world in the form of the holy name. And he comes at the same time, Krishna Bhakta Rupe, in the form of a devotee, to give that name. Because Krishna Bhakti Janmamula Hoya Sadhu Sangha, all the Shastra says, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says here, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the birthplace of Krishna Bhakti is Sadhu Sangha. He says that, and by the mercy of Krishna and the holy name then, one comes in contact with Guru. And one should faithfully serve the Guru for 1 year. And the Guru will test the disciple. Not just that he, how long have you been here, how many rounds you chanting, okay. But he may severely test the disciple. And the disciple should also test the Guru. Not just a mail order Guru. Or I have faith in him because he has a lot of followers, must be pretty good. But what kind of relationship do I have? Did Krishna send me this person? So the Guru, he says, Guru Bujibena Shishyara Jimata Achar. The Guru, he'll understand the nature and behavior of the disciple. And Yogyata Ayogya Mani Koriva Vichar. He'll understand the disciple's disqualifications and qualifications. And then he says, it's not so easy to get the holy name. There's a few clauses to it. Hari nama sadiva guru sangavak. Hari nama sadiva guru sange taki sada. Vaishnavera sangi loba kori basarata. Bolo. Hare Krishna. To get that holy name, it's not just at the time of initiation you acquire that holy name. That holy name is Krishna. But to acquire the holy name, he says you should do two things. Guru Sange, Taki Sada. You should always stay close to your Gurudev. Oh, but that's a big problem. Because Gurudev is always traveling. I'm a brahmachari. I don't have money to travel with Gurudev. He's going all over the world. Don't think that association with Sadhu Guru is just physical. But we can associate. We do associate by imbibing and following that person's instructions. And we should hanker to get every moment a physical association we can. But we stay close by staying close to the instructions. Not while Gurudev is present. We're very close and we jump up and down in the kirtan and we say, Jai Gurudev! And then after Gurudev's gone, well, now I can have a good time. And now we forget about all that stuff. And I go about my real business. You're not really close. Prabhupada gave the example of the mosquito and a king. Mosquito has very intimate association with the king, but he's not appreciated. And so similarly, there are so many so-called disciples who are not appreciated by Gurudev. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls them anartha yukta vasta, or persons who have anarthas in their heart. Two types of disciples in a broad division. The second is the anartha mukta vasta. or disciples who are free from anarthas. The disciples who have anarthas, their darshan of Gurudev is Bhogya Darshan. Gurudev is here for my enjoyment. That's what they think. But the disciples who are anartha muktavasta, they have a sevaka darshan. They see that Gurudev, he's a sevaka manifestation of Bhagavan. He's God in the form that I can come and serve. He sees like that. Broadly, Bhaktivinoda Sajjanatoshini, he says there are three divisions of the Bahirmukh Shishyas, or external disciples. He says there's a Snehasilita, the Guru Giri, and the Vishai. The Snehasilita is someone who wants affection, and they love to go to Gurudev's class, and they sit right up front, and maybe Gurudev rubs them on the head. Or he says their name, he pays attention to them, and they feel so happy. They get lots of photos of themselves with Gurudev to show how close they are to Gurudev. But because the Snehasilita has anarthas in his heart, he doesn't really associate. The second is called Guru Giri. Giri means business. And he thinks, yes, very good, I'm going to get a famous guru that everybody respects. And then I'll advertise that I'll wear his t-shirt. And I'll tell everybody I'm a senior devotee. And they'll give me some pranam and some pranami, hey, some money and some respect by this thing. And that way, it's a very cheap relationship. And they also don't get the real fruit of Guru Sangha. Both the Snehasilita and the Guru Giri and the Vishai, the third category, the Vishai is that personality who can't control his senses and he can't follow the principles. There's two types of Vishais, Anutap and Niranutap. Means those who lament and feel some repentance. They feel bad. I can't do this. And for them, the verse Apichet Sudaracharo applies. Sadhareva Samantavya. They're actually sadhus. I'd like to try to come back to that in a moment. It's a very important point. And the second one, the Niranutap, they don't care. I got initiated. That's all. Now I have my place in the society. I have some money, some respect. I can maybe find a beautiful girl because I'm initiated by a nice girl. So the Vishai Niranutap thinks like that. All three of these Bahirmukh Shishyas have a crisis of different types after the departure of Guru. Because they don't have darshan of Guru, they have Bhogya Darshan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, they think that Gurudev is dead. And Bhaktivinoda says, your guru is not dead. He says, man mora bhav. You're dead. Your brain dead. Your spiritual life is dead. Because you thought your spiritual master was an ordinary human being. Your spiritual life is zero. They'll react to this in different ways. The Snehasilita Sishya, who is looking for affection, will have a great crisis. What am I going to do? Gurudev is dead. And who's going to pay attention to me? Who's going to give me affection? Who's going to pay give me the attention that I want? And so they start running from here to there. Because we should always do Sadhu Sangha, Prabhu. They'll say that. And it's a fact, we should always do Sadhu Sangha. But I'll tell you something. I have my Gurudev. And my Gurudev wants me to have Sadhu Sangha more than I do. And according to my qualification, according to the mercy of my Gurudev, he'll send that to me. If he's pleased with me. But will Gurudev be pleased with me after his departure if he sees me running here and there and going to this person and that person and throwing in the garbage pile the service that he gave me? Will I remain close to him? The second Guru Giri, he makes a business after Gurudev's gone. Well, there's nobody qualified to be guru, but I really don't want to do it, of course, but since there's nobody else, I'll go ahead and do it. Huh? And they can make a business out of it. Huh? Sometimes people say, oh, you should take initiation. We say, oh, okay, it's like aqua. You say, aqua? Aqua is a Latin word for water, for pani. It has two words together, a and qua. A means authorization. Qua means qualification. So these two minor things. Yes, I don't mind being guru, but where's my authorization? Has Gurudev told me this? Has Krishna given me an order for that? And qualification. Can I actually help other living entities? Or will I cause a lot of trouble? So a sincere disciple should think like that and not be a gurugiri. The third type, the vishai, the anutap vishai, we mentioned, he's actually a devotee. He's a kanishta bhakta, a materialistic devotee. Krishna says in Gita, api chet sudaracharo, bhajate mam ananya bhaksadureva samantadyak samyaghi vyasito visaha. This is quoted very often, and devotees often, yes, Prabhu, no matter what you do, but there's a little clause there, ananyata bhajan. They should be doing ananyata bhajan. But Vishwanath notes in his commentary that there are two types of ananyata bhajan, both done by Suda Bhaktas. There are two types of Suda Bhaktas. One is that personality who's an anartha muktavasta, whose heart is completely free from anarthas. That personality is doing ananyata bhajan. If you say the verse refers to that person, we don't feel very satisfied. Why would such a person be doing some durachar, some bad activities? Of course, you may say that, well, some accident is there. That's possible. Sometimes that happens. But we're not completely satisfied with that explanation. Vishwanath says there's a second type of Suda Bhakta, pure devotee. Many times, Srila Prabhupada said, all my devotees are pure devotees. All the devotees in this movement are pure devotees. Is it true? Where did everybody go? What are they all doing today? What does it mean? Is Srila Prabhupada just flattering the devotees? It has a deep purport. Vishwanath says there's two types of Suda Bhaktas. One type is that who has no anarthas. The second type is that bhakta who's doing ananyata bhajan, meaning he's not worshipping the demigods. He's not taking shelter of karma, jnana, or yoga. He may have some problems. He's a vishayi. He can't control his senses, but he has some faith in the process of bhakti, and he's crying. Prema Vilas describes it. We should stay close to Gurudev. And Vaishnavera Sangi Loba Korele Sarvata. You should constantly seek out association with devotees. It's not enough just to get initiated. It's not enough that I have Gurudev, now everybody else can go to hell. I don't need any other Vaishnavas. I have my guru. He's a lot greater than any of you. Give me a break. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani, he says that we should give respect to all types of Vaishnavas. Ekanama jamuke Vaishnava se hoy. Tare grihi jatna kori mani benis choy below. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We should respect anyone. Eknam. Eknam. Jaramuke. Vaishnavera Sahoy. Anyone who says Krishna's name one time, that person is a Vaishnav. Don't criticize them. And we can associate with them. But the important point is, how do we associate with persons? The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, Krishna instructs Uddhava, Parasparanu katanam bhavanam bhagavadyasaha mito raktir mitas tushtir nivrita mita atmanaha. He says, we should learn how to associate with devotees. You don't associate with devotees by going to the movies, or going to see the football match, sitting and watching television, or going to the restaurant. It's okay, he's got tilak on. Good association. That's not sadhu sangha. And we won't be getting the proper food. Paraspara anukatanam. Krishna says they should be discussing, not just one-sided either, but discussing back and forth. Paraspara anukatanam. Topics about Krishna. Pavanam bhagavadyasaha. And those things are supremely purifying. In such a sangha, he says that we can open up our hearts with devotees and we can speak confidential things that we might not normally speak. Srila Prabhupada, he says in many places that this movement is created to facilitate association with devotees. I remember a few years ago, I was giving a series of talks in Odessa, in Ukraine. And at that time, there was one devotee, one brahmachari who was there, and he had some problems with some of the things I was speaking. So I was telling that it's very important that the devotees need to learn to love one another. And he told me, correctly actually, he said, Prabhuji, there's no such thing as love in this material world. Prabhupada said that many times. Well, let me say one thing to all of you. I don't want to live in the material world. And this movement is not meant to be the material world. This temple is not meant to be the material world. Prabhupada also spoke something very different on the 30th of April, 1970, in a lecture in Los Angeles. He says on the second platform, Madhyama Adhikari, we not only love God, but we make friendship with devotees who are loving God. That is society. I'll read that again. On the second platform, Madhyama Adhikari, we not only love God, but we make friendship with devotees who are loving God. That is society. Our society is devotees. We should not only practice to love God, but we should make friendship and, he uses the word, love the devotees also. If we don't love the devotees, even brahmacharis can love other brahmacharis. If you don't have a loving relationship with a brahmacharis, Vishnu Jan Maharaj used to speak to the brahmacharis and tell them, if you don't have some deep friendship and love for your friends, then you may look for a woman. And I'll say something really controversial. But husbands in Krishna consciousness should love their wives. Very controversial. And wives should love their husbands. And even maybe more controversial and not always followed in our history, but you should also love your children. Now you may say, but there's no such thing in love in the material world. And if I love my wife, I love my husband, they're going to leave their body, and then I'll cry. Yes, you will. But if you have a Krishna conscious relationship, if you have real love, and what is real love? Real love is defined in the Bhagavatam as that thing which is ahoitaki and apratiyata. It has two qualities. Genuine love has two qualities. It has no motivation. Not, hey baby, hubba hubba, you look really beautiful. Like to marry you. Huh? There's some motivation. Huh? Or Prabhu, would you be my friend and can I borrow some money from you? Huh? That's not love. That's haitaki priti, or love, affection with some motivation. Love should be ahoitaki, and it should be a pratiyata, not pratiyata. Pratiyata means it has a finish, an end. A pratiyata. It never finishes. Rather, it always grows. How can we accomplish that amongst devotees? There's a very nice verse in the Satvata Tantra. Hari lila satochara padeshu satatam tvaya karya pritistava harir yata bhaktir nanasyati. He says, if you want to protect your bhakti, yata bhaktir nanasyati, what do you do? Hari lila satochara padeshu satatam tvaya karya pritis. Priti means love. You should always love devotees. Why? Because Hari Lila Satochar. Because they're speaking Krishna Katha. You're hearing Krishna Katha from them. Krishna's love. Krishna is a personification of love. If we're doing genuine bhajan, deep bhajan, with some feeling, then everyone will become affected. Everyone will become so happy. If we're speaking Krishna Katha, not to try to impress people or get some money or something, but we're doing it for the service of Guru and Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna, that has a very wonderful quality to it. And some love is evoked there. Krishna appears in that. How can there not be love in such relationships? Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, he says that there are some people in the material world who try to enjoy through material relationships. And after repeatedly suffering and being disappointed, they decide the only solution is no relationships. And they become impersonalists. And I'm very sorry to say, but sometimes we see some devotees also with this kind of mood. They're afraid to have relationships with other devotees. They're afraid to open their heart. But it begins by hearing Krishna Katha and hearing Krishna Nam. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Vanchakalpadurubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha paditanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo. Prabhuji, do we have time for a question or no? Okay, Prabhu says we have time for a question. It's legal. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Just something quick. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.